Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you bet your sweet ass we do. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
How are you, darling?
Okay, I barely got that one out in one breath.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
Yes, yo. That's why you're making the big bucks as a voiceover actor.
It is. It's because I run out of breath, but man, when I go, you got a good like 7 seconds for me, and I'm just...
I think it's sexy to hear someone gasping for air.
We'll explore that at a later date. Tonight, perhaps. You know this hip-hop punk we have here with us. He was named one of the top 10 performers in New York City by Time Out New York.
He's doing 5 shows in New York Live Arts coming up in early March.
And his new album, The Champagne Room, drops March 6th. It features beats from the legendary Ad-Rock and the vocal talents of our personal favorite, Bridget Everett.
We're all hot and bothered to welcome Champagne Jerry to our boudoir. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
And you're also known as Neil Medlin.
It's true. I have many names.
Can we just call you Champagne?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I prefer that. I get a little thrown off when people just call me Jerry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Champagne is better. That is my first name.
First name Champagne. Last name Jerry. That's a great name.
It really is.
Wish it were mine.
I know. I wish it was yours too. I might just call it Sarcon yet.
Thanks.
Champers.
Champers Geraldine.
And speaking of Champers Geraldine,
mm-hmm.
We like to wine and dine our guests here. We, you know, fancy ourselves a very classy podcast. And
very
classy. So we asked Champagne Jerry, of course, his favorite beverage, champagne.
It's true. I love it.
What a surprise.
We do have this.
You're going to pop the top?
Oh, yes.
I think this is actually really nice champagne, guys.
Oh. It is very nice champagne.
Somebody gave this to us as a gift.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's another re-gift of a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, I was saying earlier that Bridget Everett gave me a bottle of that for Christmas. You know, was like, here you go. Here's a nice big present. And then, yeah, the card fell out from whoever had given it to her. And she was like, oh, my God, don't look.
But I feel like liquor is a great regift. As long as it's unopened,
as long as it's not open,
you're going to enjoy it just as much.
Yeah, if you show up to somebody's house with the cork pushed back in
and
then give them that, but they don't like it quite as much.
Try to do like a... noise as you open it up.
And you're like, oh, wow, whoa. I guess some of it evaporated. Yeah. There's very little in here, but...
Chevy Chase does that in Caddyshack.
Oh,
where
yes.
he's like, oh, it's bubbling out. And it's just like old wine.
The old water, yeah.
All right, I'm going to try it. Cheers, guys.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Mm.
Mm.
How do you say, is this Veuve Clicquot?
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
Veuve, yeah.
Veuve.
Not Veuve Clicquot?
No, for all of us cool Americans.
Well, I think of this as a special occasion beverage, but...
Yeah, but every day is really a special occasion.
Do you drink champagne all the time?
I do drink it a lot, yeah. Sometimes I drink other things, but, you know... But I have noticed that mostly my tastes do stick with things that have bubbles in them.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, in the summertime, I'll have a white wine spritzer
if
I'm at a backyard event. You know,
old barbecue just, in the backyard,
just
or any
in a
kind
yard.
Of backyard event,
uh-huh. Pool party.
Yeah.
I love the bubbles do get you a very special kind of high. I feel like the bubbly stuff is it's a giddy or drunk.
Yeah, it makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the bubbles actually are, is like happiness,
joy.
I think it is.
Yeah. They've infused joy
instead of that flat gin drunk where you just want to punch somebody,
right? Yeah,
like
yeah,
like an angry lunatic.
Tequila makes you crazy.
But carbonated tequila.
Right. I mean, put a little seltzer in there, though.
Happy crazy.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so are you you single, looking to mingle, or are you?
I'm married, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Us too.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You
congrats.
Too.
Relatedly.
Yeah.
I assume you didn't just get married today.
No.
If you did,
congrats,
I
should
have brought
today.
A present.
Coming up on 2 years in February.
It will be.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
11 years.
Awesome.
And this is my second marriage, so, you know, I know what I'm doing.
Do you combine the years?
No, I didn't. That's 11 with one.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one is like, I'd have to sit down and do the math.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
That'd be great, though.
If you
married
combine,
for 20 years, 13 and 7.
Yeah, yeah.
20 years of marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bold move to combine
It is
them.
A bold move.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll combine these 2 years to whatever happens next.
Yes, please remember these two fondly.
Well, that's math. Math reminds me of science.
Sure, shit does. Let's chat a little bit about some sexy science, huh?
What do we do here, Lever?
Here, we rip articles from the headlines. We love things sexual, things scientific.
Rip from the headlines.
So this hot number comes to us from Slate. The title of this article is "The Baby Pod is an Intravaginal Stereo System for Your Fetus."
Whoa.
Me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So Baby Pod is a speaker that pregnant women can insert into their vagina, and it allows the fetus to hear music with almost as much intensity and clarity as if it were listening to a stereo outside the womb.
Manufacturer claims that the layers upon layers of acoustically inconvenient tissues and fluids surrounding the fetus muffles any sound coming from outside the stomach, so the old headphones on the belly just doesn't cut it if you want your fetus to really jam out.
Do we need a fetus to jam out? Are their ears developed?
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, don't they really, like, I feel like babies really only want to hear, like, dryers or, you know,
like
leaf blowers. Yeah, they love stuff like that, so... Just imagine, to me, it sounds like you throw your, you know, Bluetooth speaker in the dryer, and I can't imagine that that would be a pleasant thing.
No.
Also, you've never heard it before, and all of a sudden it's like, what is all this terrible noise?
It could be shocking, yeah.
I was perfectly happy with the, you know, I didn't really need.
I didn't need Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Pumping through.
You're like, who is that?
Yeah.
Or are they coming for my food?
Right.
Yeah.
Britney's coming to chomp on that embryonic fluid. I think that this is weird because it's like you have so little time in the womb and hopefully a long life after. I don't know why we have to expedite.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're like,
yeah, you
close
need to hurry
for the
up
baby.
And get out here. Yeah.
Jam them up your vagina.
Yeah. Put this little, it's like a, what are those, the sea monkeys or whatever. You put like a little baby sweatshirt. You put it in as a tiny thing, and then when it hits the fluid, it kind of just gets a little bigger, and they can put it on in there.
So, yeah.
The baby is born well-dressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best-dressed babies. I mean, that's, you got to make sure your baby's styling when it comes out.
Also, this retails for $132.94.
Yeah, and there's no conclusive research that links music to fetal development. I mean, I know that's like been floated, but I don't think there's anything actually scientific, or at least conclusively scientific, about the idea that if your baby listens to Mozart, they'll come out smart.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what if your baby listens to G.G.
God?
Allen?
God?
Oh, yeah.
Haas is not in the studio, guys. It's creepy. Yeah. His voice is just dangling.
G.G. Allen?
Yeah,
your baby just comes out flinging its shit everywhere, I guess, right? Yeah.
Well, and I guess babies already do that, so that's probably not worth your time.
No.
Although it might make them feel heard, you know, might make them feel like part of a community. Like, I should come out of here because outside of here are people just like me.
Yeah.
They fling shit, they scream, they terrify people. Yeah. You know?
Listen to Britney.
They're crawling by the end of the night.
I want to meet the first generation of kids who have this because I feel like they might be really weird.
Yeah, because kids already get a lot at a young age. I mean, the iPad usually is flung at them at a very young age, and I think that's probably changing things a little bit.
Oh, yeah, brain development. I also wonder if it affects the mother. Like, you're just putting electronic equipment into your orifices. Has anyone thought about
her?
Yeah, where's the study on that? Like, whether or not it's a good idea to shove a speaker in your pussy is like probably.
Because
like,
let's get
done
that
it.
Study going. Yeah.
I did that in college, and it was not a good idea.
Yeah, that one night it did not feel good.
In a backyard barbecue.
Yeah.
Just little bows.
Couple bottles of champagne, and then I sat on a stereo. Slipped right inside me.
Oh.
I wasn't pregnant at the time.
No, I don't think this is necessary. I guess
necessary. It can't be necessary.
It's beyond. I don't think this is essential to fetal growth.
I object, Your Honor. This is not essential to.
No, but I do wish I'd thought of it because these people are going to make a lot of money from those like rich Brooklyn moms.
Yeah.
They love to spend money on a cool new thing. And this is, I mean, it's cool in theory, but I don't think it's necessary. And I think it's maybe damaging. Who knows?
Yeah. I'd like to see the tests.
Years down the road, we'll catch up with these kids when they're, I don't know, 13 teenagers, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
See how they turned out.
They can't hear. They're like totally deaf.
Totally deaf.
It's like way louder than you really think it is.
Yep.
While their ears were developing, they had like pop music just like blasting into their fetal brain.
Turns out those womb acoustics are exceptional, and the sound was amplified by 1,000, and the babies were all born deaf. Bunch of roadies.
Poor babies. Oh jeez. Well,
we won't be spending the money on this, I feel.
No, but call us if you use it. We'd love to hear how it went.
Yeah, even if you're not pregnant, too. Just use it, you know, and let us know.
Hmm. Yeah. What does it sound like?
Mm-hmm. What does it sound like from the outside?
Just make a voice memo with your phone of what it sounds like outside your body when the speakers are inside your body.
Send it to us. We'll then play it over this microphone, and then we'll see how it sounds when people hear it listening to the show.
I do wonder if someone was like, excuse me, ma'am, your phone's ringing or something. And you're like, oh, no.
No,
that's
my baby
music
is
playing into my vagina.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Can't wait for that conversation. let's, Champagne Jerry, people stop us on the street.
They do.
They email us. They tweet at us. Mm-hmm. They want some advice. They have some general questions. Sometimes they're just bizarre statements. This is a little number we call Listener Love.
Listener mailbag.
Sometimes we give terrible advice, so we're hoping you can help us with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feel free to chime in.
Yeah. So, Haas, who do we have this week?
Our first question comes from Sheila in Toronto via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Sheila wonders, my company recently offered me a position at their offices in Miami. Is that the sexiest city in America?
I have no idea.
Miami? No. I mean, I would say no. My gut says no.
What do you think is the sexiest city, then, in America?
Oh,
I feel like one of those.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Great there.
Ew.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I don't. I don't know.
Have you been to Miami?
I have been to Miami.
Sexy?
It's pretty sexy. I mean, if your city's in Florida, I prefer Tampa in terms of overall sexiness.
Yep.
Nice.
I figure it's in the South. So, you know, everybody's kind of repressed, which is sexy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, they make a lot of, it seems like it's like a porn hub of the Eastern Seaboard, and the stuff they make is pretty crazy.
It's intense.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, makes it seem like it to me. I vote Tampa.
Tampa.
Tampa seems to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, but a tiny bit trashier too.
Yeah, it's a little trashy.
Sexier, sexy.
Yeah,
because you know,
we have a song about Tampa called Tampa Realness, and we went down there and did a show, which was kind of like one of my life goals. So check that one off. And then, my mom always said, aim big. And so I was like, I'm going
to
do a show
to
Tampa. But we made it happen. And then also, so like near the big street there where all the clubs are, there's also on the other side of this thing called the Castle. So it's like, I've never seen this number of people. Like, so like the gay clubs are there, the straight clubs are there, the hip hop club is there, there's like the rock club, they're all there. Everybody's just wasted.
Co-mingling and after hours.
And then there's this goth club called the Castle where you can't go in unless you're in full like vampire clothes.
Oh. Yes.
And we stayed at like a Ramada Inn or something near downtown.
Sexy.
And it was like one of the people in my band was like went to the hot tub in the middle of the day and it was raining and there was a full blown vampire in there and he was like, hello.
Oh, that's
and
beautiful.
I was like, this is the best city.
Yeah. That sounds pretty great.
Yeah. Tampa already, sounds better than Miami.
So Sheila, I'd say go to Tampa.
Yeah, you're in the right state, but wrong city.
Mm-hmm.
You might find a vampire in a hot tub.
That's true.
Which is what everybody
wants.
That's
on their state flag.
It is, yeah. It's right next to the pelican or whatever.
Just anything called the Castle is very intriguing.
Yeah. Haas, who else do we have?
Our second question was DM'd to us on Twitter, @MenageRadio, from Lucius in Atlanta. Lucius asks, yo, why you ain't tell me mixing amphetamines and Viagra will fuck my shit up?
That's not really an advice question. Yeah. Also, we probably never.
We may have
that.
Advised doing those drugs together.
We might have mentioned those drugs in the same show. I don't know if we said do them in the same session.
What do you think the problem is, though, with amphetamines and.
Probably heart.
Oh, amphetamine. I was thinking psychedelics.
Wait, amphetamines and what?
and Viagra.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Your heart would just
That's
explode.
That's probably a heart issue. Yeah.
Right.
Your dick explodes and then your heart explodes.
You live long enough to watch your dick explode.
And it's the last thing
you like, that
you
was
see.
Terrible. And then your heart explodes.
Yeah.
Psychedelics and Viagra could be
That's what I was thinking yeah. was a cool combo. But yeah, amphetamines. I don't think mixing amphetamines with really anything.
No, maybe a little booze at the end of the night to come down, but.
Yep. You just keep overcorrecting, though.
Sure.
Uppers, downers, uppers, cycle. Downers right, yeah. forever and ever. I would say stick with champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Champagne and Viagra sounds like a good combo.
It does sound good.
Actually, it does. Yes.
I think you'd like instantaneously have twice as much chest hair.
Yeah.
And you start just sprouting. Like, well, come on in, you know.
Yeah.
There's a fireplace where there wasn't one before.
A bearskin rug. In front of it.
You're a vampire.
Yeah. There's your vamp in the hot tub.
So, Lucius, if we did ever say that was a good combo, we apologize. We're
don't
not
do
doctors.
No, that's also true. Yeah. We're don't take anything scientists. We say here as some sort of medical advice or life advice otherwise, though we're giving advice.
We love sex and we love drugs, but that doesn't mean all those things need to be
happening all at once.
Yeah, every drug and whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Best of luck to you.
Haas, who else do we have?
And lastly, Dave and Austin hit us up on our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Dave types, I'm in my early 70s, and all my life I've had a fetish for older women. Much older. When I was in my 20s, nothing turned me on like a well-kept elderly woman. I married a woman 35 years my senior, and she passed several years ago. Now, as a single grandfather, I want to get back out there, but I can't seem to find anybody a lot older than me that's sexually active. Any advice?
Whoa, I think I wrote that.
That is super heavy.
Love champagne, Jerry. I think the internet.
Yeah, the internet has really opened a lot of doors for a lot of people, I feel, when it comes to whatever kind of fetish. I don't even know if I'd call a fetish with an older
woman.
No,
you're looking for an older woman who still wants to bone.
Yes, and if it's also mm-hmm. older, because, I mean, there's kind of older woman, but then there is the subsection. I break all fetishes down by pornography, which is just, I blame the way I was raised, I guess, but I feel like...
So your parents were like, get in here and watch this.
That's
like,
true.
No, but what category is that?
Exactly. Tell they
Before
quizzed
you go
me
to
on
bed.
Categories. But yeah, there's the, you know, there is the grand, that's the elder, there's the whole MILF thing, but that has just become like,
this is
know,
a GILF.
Yes, this is an elderly
or a
woman.
GILF. Or
a great grandmother,
I'd like.
Gil.
Yeah, maybe if he's in his, how old did he say he was?
70, I think.
Early 70s.
Yeah, he's going to need a triple GILF.
Triple GILF. Yeah, that's, I mean, yo, just Google triple GILF. I think you'll find something.
So the thing about this guy is that as he gets older, he continues to have a fetish for people that are much older than him.
Right.
So is he a necrophiliac in
his
70s?
Like,
oh, that's, my. Follow that down the rabbit hole. Yeah, eventually it's, if he lives into his 90s and he's on death's door, there's only one thing that can get him off. And there's no category for that, at least not in my household growing up.
Yeah.
Or, to that point, maybe it's like he should start having sex with the dirt because that's where you're going to end up.
Whoa.
Haas, your logic is deep.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That was like really depressing. Maybe you should just fuck some dirt because we're all going to die. My mom is 69 and she's on a site called Our Time.
Yes.
Because my dad passed away. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, if he's in his 70s now, he could join. But that wouldn't work for a much younger man looking for an older person because I think you have to be old to do it.
Right.
But I bet this guy could check that out.
I wonder what's at the root of this fetish, too, because I'm wondering if there's a substitute in some way. I'm trying to get to the heart of what it really is.
Loose skin.
Someone who had the gastro bypass surgery, right?
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of, like, alternatives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the event that he just can't find, when he's getting older, you know, he can't find someone that's older than him.
Could just be, like, a really good college actor, you know, who just like does old age makeup really well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they always have to play old people and then you never get to play old person ever again after that.
No.
What about?
They'll just get someone younger.
Old people who could play old people after college.
That's a good idea. Not in my Hollywood. Just thinking, what about that Benjamin Button disease? Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
So you could find like a 19-year-old who looks like a 1,000.
Yeah. That's true.
Wait, how does that work? You're a baby.
You reverse age.
You're old when you're young.
Oh, you're old when you're young. Okay, right.
Because then there's Jack disease, which was the Robin Williams film, which is a real thing. So
it's called Jack disease.
The film is called. I mean, yeah, I'm doing a disservice to whoever suffers from this disease, but Jack was the name of the movie that Robin Williams is in, where you age, 10 times faster.
Expedited age.
Yeah. So when you're 12, you look like you're in your 40s.
But then, are you a pedo? If you're fucking a 12-year-old who looks 200?
Well, I legally I would say
this
no.
This is sloppy. Yeah. This is a sloppy mess we've gotten ourselves into.
Oh, man. What's this guy's name?
Austin.
Dave?
Austin? Oh, no. He lives in Austin.
You really put
Dave
us
Dave and Austin.
Dave and Austin put us in a tight spot.
He doesn't want to be in a tight spot. Thank you.
Did that off my cackle.
Just cackled silently to myself. I think we gave you a lot of good ideas. The acting, the fucking the dirt.
That's very useful.
The Jack's disease.
Make sure it's old dirt. You don't want that fresh soil.
No.
Yeah. All stay right. Old dirt. Old. Which could be the band that he starts.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, I think we helped some people.
I think so.
Feel good about it.
Those questions were great. Thank you for those. But we now have some questions for our guest, Champagne Jerry. This is a little something we do called Six Sections. It's just rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay. All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
Okay, as fast as... Okay,
this
got
is
it.
Like a pa-pa-pa-pa, free association kind of thing.
Right.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right,
beginning now.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Blanche.
Yeah.
What's the sexiest animal?
Koala bears.
69 or 420?
69.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, Tina Fey? I didn't even mean to say that.
That's true thoughts.
That's the joy of this. So. Which U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah. Power.
And finally, Champagne Jerry, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
A face?
Yeah.
Wow, that's one of my favorite rounds ever. No one has said all of them. That's like a president orgy. That's great.
I know.
Right, yeah.
A president orgy.
That'd last weeks. Oh, there's been, 44?
Yeah. There's 44 of them.
That's a good, solid
orgy.
Lost month.
Yeah.
Last month when I was...
Sorry, guys. I'm going to be busy in May.
My May of 2016 is just a train of presidents. Yeah.
Heading down to Tampa busy. With 44 eligible bachelors.
Lincoln wanders out of the castle.
Yeah.
Hello.
That could work for that guy in Austin, too, because most of them are dead.
Yes. A bunch of old bodies for Dave to get into.
Probably some of them are bones, but some of them are definitely dirt.
Just buy some dirt. Some of them are still dirt.
Yeah. Just fuck a bunch of dead presidents.
I also love that a face is the... I immediately thought
face
of...
face is great.
Of, and I think it was probably because it was on the heels of the president thing, but I thought of in Futurama, Nixon's head in the jar when it's just like the floating head in the future
you'd
be able to keep someone alive by just preserving their head and brain.
Yeah.
So that, I think, would work for you. Yeah. It's just the face.
They do that at all those churches in Italy. You know, they got the saint's face in there, and everybody's like, oh, check it out. You know, because some of the lower churches, they only get like a piece of a finger, but the big places, they get the face.
The whole face.
Like, Vatican City has
we get Catherine of Siena's face in this place, so we're pretty much for real.
We also have his soul in a jar in the back.
Right, yeah.
To me, that seems like the lowest standard possible.
The face? Yeah.
Yeah, because I think without it, there's just, it's got to be, there's just a complete no face.
Right.
It's like a Guillermo del Toro. Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Like just like
that. Yeah, and that shit scares me. Like,
that is spooky.
That'd be a deal breaker.
I'm sorry. You got
you
a banging body.
You are such an asshole.
I'm sorry, But you just got to have a face.
I thought of that song, too, that's like, as without a face. You know, the 80s song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
I thought of the McCartney. I've just seen a face. I think that's what that song was about.
That I can't,
Can't forget the time and place.
Girl.
We fucked because you had a face.
Girl. Yeah, girl without a face.
It's the subtext of all the pop songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, is please have a face.
Koalas. Koalas are adorable.
They are really adorable, and they're very dangerous. I don't know if you guys know this little tidbit.
No.
Are
if
they
you cross
mean?
Them?
Yeah, they are, actually, because I went to Australia a few years ago to do some shows, And while we were there, we decided to go to like the wildlife preserve. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're waiting in line to hold the koala because that's one of the main things you get to do. And it's like super exciting because you've seen them your whole life. And it's like, it's going to be the cutest thing you ever held. But then right when you get up to the front, they're like, by the way, they're like, just, you need to know this. Like the koala can barely see and is incredibly violent. So what we have to do is put the koala on you. Like, we'll stand here the whole time with a hand on it.
Oh, boy.
Don't look at it in the eyes. And we will be feeding it eucalyptus the entire time because it's like a drug, and that's the only thing that will keep them from flipping out.
What?
So
did
you're
you
just
have
like,
to, like, sign something?
No.
It's Australia.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, but they're just, like, telling you this while they're giving you this, like, 11-pound beast.
And you're
kind of
like,
You're like, but I thought it was going to be so cute. So I figure if you – I feel like if you look at all photos of people with koalas, that's the look on their face where
it's
they're like –
terror.
Just like, they're waiting. So happy because it's so cute, but they're also like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This thing could just tear my throat out. Direct eye contact immediately. Because, you know, when it's you're told not to do something and you accidentally it? And then it would bite my face off, and then I wouldn't be able to date anyone because I wouldn't have a face.
You'd be in the no face category. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm sure there are people who are into faces.
The internet, guys, it's the answer. Yeah. Also, quick tip about koalas, they also have two dicks.
Oh, they got really?
The hemi? Yeah. Is it the hemi penis, or what's that called? The double dick.
Hemi is half.
Isn't that like an engine for a truck or something?
I think it is. It's the Dodge hemi dick.
It might be the hemi dick.
But yeah, they do have the double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
But it makes you mean.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah. What do you're never satisfied.
No. I just got you so many dicks. I can't even satisfy myself.
No one can get close enough to you to possibly.
Yep. Yeah. I just developed this eucalyptus addiction, and I'm just sad. And
just high all the time. Right. Oh, God damn it.
Like, violent, blind, and stoned sounds like awful life with, like, humans manhandling. You can't see them. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
We salute you, koalas.
We do. We held
I'm going to borrow a little of this.
Oh, get
please.
In. Yeah.
Pain, if that's all right.
Yes.
We held some big-ass snakes in Costa Rica, and it was kind of that similar thing where... I mean, they wouldn't have, they were constrictors. So, like, somebody would have hacked them off you before they really could constrict you.
Well, that's such a good idea. Yeah. But, I never thought about that before.
Just hacking it.
Well, like, that somebody should hack the thing off of you. I just kind of thought.
The problem
that's
is,
that's it. Or relax, and maybe, like, when your ring gets stuck, you could kind of slide
be
out.
Small.
Yeah, be like, just like,
we'll
stop
eating.
We'll
put a little soap on you. Yeah.
We'll lather yourself up with peanut butter and just slide out.
Wiggle out.
Snakes love peanut butter. That wouldn't help. But I think the problem is no one can hack them off you if you're alone in the wild.
That's true.
Right.
But it was a similar thing where we went to this reptile museum, and it was really cool, and they were, like, making the venomous cobras dance and doing all this cool stuff. But a guy got bit. Remember that?
Yeah, he did.
So he's probably dead.
I think that I think that, that rodeo clown, I think, is probably no longer with us.
But we were doing a similar thing, like the tourists, like, getting to hold a big creature.
Right. I think they were drugged up. I don't think they do a natural. I bet you they just probably get, because that snake seemed pretty lethargic, but maybe it was during the day or they fed
them. Also,
the
boas are big and slow, though. They're not the little vipers that are scary.
Because they only eat, like, once, like, a week or something like that. So if they've eaten, really, they're pretty chilled
they're
out.
They're just like, I don't have the effort to fucking.
I wish I had the self-control to eat once a week. Yeah. I love those snakes. All right. Well,
this is a little new segment that we're debuting. We're going to slide on over to Get It Wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
Oh, yeah, that's the sound.
That's the one we were waiting for. Yeah. It was worth the wait.
Definitely was. I was like, what's it going to be?
So this is a brand new segment. Uh-huh. Thanks for being our guinea pig.
So we're going to have a contest between the three of us, and Haas is going to judge it. So what are we going to do here?
So what we do here is gather excerpts from various mediums, song lyrics, passages from literature, movie lines that were not written to be erotic, and we try to read them as sexily as we possibly can.
So we'll take something non-erotic and just try to make it really sultry as we read it. So we'll kind of go around the horn here and do this.
Yeah, right.
So we have our passages.
Haas, what's our source material today?
This week we have William Peter Blatty's horrifying novel, The Exorcist. First up, we have Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your passage from The Exorcist. Now make it sexy.
Thanks. Haas, you're a terrible reader, by the way. All right.
Thanks.
Regan lay on her back on Klein's examining table, arms and legs bowed outward. Taking her foot in both his hands, the doctor flexed it toward her ankle. He repeated the procedure several times until Regan abruptly sat up and spat in his face. Dr. Klein returned to his office to ask Chris about the shaking of the bed. It was actually moving, Chris said. Maybe 10, 15 seconds. Then she sort of went stiff and wet the bed. Dr. Klein responded thoughtfully, well, the seizure test was negative.
Oh, yes. Well done.
I feel pretty good about that.
That's good. You nailed that.
I had wet, I had stiff.
Yes, because it was clinical at first. But you
it's
kept
hard when you haven't read it.
I know. That's also the
learn from my mistakes.
Well, that was pretty darn sexy. But next up we have Murph. Here's your passage.
We're pretending like Oz is handing
in the room. Thanks for handing us this piece of paper.
Why originally we thought he was going to be in here. Yeah.
And here is yours, sir.
And it floats down
guys,
from the heavens.
Oz is in jail for our listeners.
Yeah,
but he's Skyping in.
He's using his one phone, Skype a week.
Phone call costs $1 million.
We're not paying for that.
All right.
All right, Murph, let's do it.
Many educated Catholics, Miss McNeil, don't believe in the devil anymore. And as far as possession is concerned, since the day I joined the Jesuits, I've never met a priest who's in his life performed an exorcism. Not one. What about all those stories in the Bible about Christ driving out demons? She asked with a bitter, disappointed sharpness. Father Karras answered crisply, unthinking. If Christ had said those people who were supposedly possessed had schizophrenia, which I imagine they did, they would probably have crucified him 3 years earlier.
Damn. The way you said schizophrenia got me a little bit wet.
Woo. Yes. Sexy disease.
Haas, what do we have next?
Well, lastly,
floating from the heavens.
As I float above you. We're going to have Champagne Jerry, who's going to make the exorcist sensual. Now here's your passage.
A smothering stillness hung over the room.
Ooh.
And Regan licked a wolfish blackened tongue across her cracked and swollen lips. It sounded like a hand smoothing crumpled parchment. Well, proud scum, croaked the demon. At last you've come. The old priest plucked the cap from his cap from his vial of holy water. Oh yes, the holy urine now. Rasped. I thought it said raped. Rasped the demon. The semen of the saints. Regan spat and hit Marin in the face with a yellowish glob of mucus. The demon hissed. Prideful bastard. Marin, scum, you will lose. She's mine. The little piglet will die in here. Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, I mean, everybody turned me on in their own way, but clearly Champagne Jerry is the winner on that segment. Oh.
Champagne Jerry wins.
Oh, man.
Does anyone have a cigarette?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
that went much better than one time somebody in college asked me if I wanted to do a disgusting picture drawing contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, totally. And then I really wanted to win really bad. So I drew like really horrifying. Oh, and it was, I had a theme, The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
And and I really just went there. And then afterwards he like looked at it and he was like, oh, he never spoke to me again the whole rest of college. He was like,
I didn't realize that was
making
in your
friends.
Mind.
Yeah, I was like, well, I won. So.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
You're two for two now.
Yeah.
Well, that was amazing.
Yeah, that almost some of that too. It
it's
did
kind of
it,
sexy.
It felt almost sexy, but of course we all know the exorcist. It shouldn't be.
Well, but weirdly, I feel like to some people, like that demonic kind of
demonic erotica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Demonica.
Demonica.
Demerara. That's the champagne talking. That was amazing. I love that new segment.
Yeah, that was. I'm glad we got to christen it with Champagne Jerry.
That was Get It Wet for the very first time.
Now we'll do something we've done a few times.
Oh yeah.
We know you are married, but just pretend for a second that you are single because we want to see you in action in a little something called virtual sugar.
So what we do here is you'll pick one of these names. It'll be either me or Murph.
Sometimes Haas is in there, but not today.
No, Haas is in jail, so he can't play. But we'll just improvise a date.
Okay.
So just be yourself.
Yeah.
But better.
Yeah, that's what
your
a date
best
is,
self.
Right?
Yes.
All right, he's picking a name.
Let's see what I got here. Murph.
Oh, all right.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Date begins now.
Hey, hey, hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's great. I've had a great day today.
Yeah?
I won a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Oh, wow,
so
nice.
Dinner's on me.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. Wow, that's good. Yeah, I don't have any money, so that's wonderful. I didn't bring any because I was hoping that you would pay for it.
You know what? That was the ultimate gamble.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just feel like I want to make things, like I just believed that it was going to work. I could tell from your pictures of your penis on Tinder that it was going to be pretty.
Yes.
Hi, guys. Cool. Sorry to interrupt the penis pictures on Tinder, but I'm Sadie. I'll be your waitress today at the Red Lobster. I want to let you know about some specials. We have the clam, clam, clam-a-bam, which is just a big pile of clams. And we also have vodka lemonade for $15. Do you guys want to start with some drinks?
Do you want to go? I mean,
yeah, you know what? Let me get three of those vodka lemonades.
Three.
Do you want one?
Yeah, I think, can I have three of them also? But I mean, without the lemonade and maybe all in one big glass, like
yes.
If you have a vase.
Yeah, okay, bring us two vases of straight vodka, please.
Okay, so six vodka lemonades, sans lemonade, split into two vases.
Yep. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to have to talk to my manager. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Great. Oh, my. We're going to kick this off strong, I feel.
Yeah, this is Red Lobster is great
I mean,
choice.
You know,
so,
people
thanks.
Knock it, but it's like, you know, it's consistency. I could go to a Red Lobster in Alaska. I could go to a Red Lobster in Tampa.
Yeah.
And it's the same damn thing.
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting.
No matter how far you are away from the ocean, you could be in Ohio.
Middle.
Never
middle
seen
of
the ocean.
Nope.
The fish have never seen the ocean that are in the Red Lobster.
No,
so
no.
It's fine.
It's fine. They don't know any better, so mm-hmm. Why should I?
Yep.
Hi. Okay, so we didn't have vases, but I dumped some flowers out in the ladies' room, and I got some for you. There's a couple of petals floating in these, but I thought it might be nice anyway. So here's your... vases of vodka.
That's great. Yeah, great. And just keep these coming. There's no, you know, we're not, money is no object for this night. So.
No.
Oh, great.
I won a scratch-off ticket. I mean, it was
for... Oh, how much did you win?
It was a $2 winner.
Wow.
Yeah, which I didn't tell you earlier.
Right. How much did it cost?
It was a $5 ticket, so I'm in the
hole down
$3.
Three,
but you know what? You keep gambling. You know, you gotta spend money to make money is what I always say.
You gotta get up to get down.
You got to.
Wow. Did you guys want any apps to soak up some of this booze?
Lord, no.
Like apps on our phone? No, you mean like food?
Oh, sorry, appetizers.
You ever hear of this app where you can listen to a song and it'll tell you what song it is?
No.
Let me ask you a real quick question. Are you pregnant?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I have an app on my phone that I just got at a party. I think that was not supposedly for me. And if we can put it inside of you right now, my phone, then your baby could listen to Britney Spears if you want.
Oh, my God. You want to put your phone in my vagina?
Yeah, I figured.
That would be great.
Yeah. Turn it up. We'll get your baby jamming out in there.
Here. All right.
Yeah.
Baby,
and then.
Baby, one more time.
Nice.
Wow. You've got a very resonant womb.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like coming out of your ears.
Thank you so much. I grew up next to a power plant, so my body has all these cool tricks and treats.
Oh, that's
ooh.
Nice. We should all be so lucky.
I know. So you're a healthy baby.
Thanks. Do you want any appetizers?
No. Just vodka and vodka. I mean, maybe some of those clams at some point.
Clams, 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 a bam.
Yeah. And maybe a fish that has never seen water. Do you have one of those here at Red Lobster?
Oh, none of these fish have ever been near the ocean.
Oh, great. Good.
I can
Thank
guarantee
God.
That. Okay, I'll be right back.
Thank you. Now, which of my dick pics on Tinder would you say was your favorite?
There was one where there was sort of like light streaming through,
yes.
And there was kind of like a reddish, goldish tint to your pubic hair,
yes.
And it kind of looked like, it looked kind of like an old master's painting or something.
Yes.
Like it was like, oh, well, you know, it just had a real nice depth to it.
Thank
so
you for
I thought that
recognizing
was nice.
The composition.
Yeah.
I took
it
like, 7 hours to do that one.
Oh, yeah? It seemed like, you know, I mean, I wasn't sure. Yeah, it just seemed like, you know, you waited to a very specific day of the year,
yep.
Manhattan Hinge or
That's
something
right.
like that.
Hi, I'm Roger, the manager here. One of my wait staff, Sadie, actually just gave birth to a baby with a phone embedded in its face.
Whoa.
Do you guys know anything about that?
Well, first of all, I think the proper response is congratulations.
Yes, congrats.
I will pass that along.
Congrats
so,
to Sadie.
Yeah. And then second of all...
The baby does not have a face. It has a phone for a face.
Ooh, it's going to be real hard to get laid later on in life. Not right now, of course.
It better be difficult now for it to get laid.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you guys to leave. This is highly inappropriate.
Unless it's got the Jack disease.
Yes, in which case it's 30 plus.
Right.
It's probably 33 years old right now. We don't know.
I have the Jack disease.
Whoa.
So you're a child managing a Red Lobster?
I'm 7 and a half.
Well, that explains
Whoa.
A lot why you don't have vases on hand. You got to send poor Sadie into the ladies' room to fill our drink orders.
I hate to be a bother, but could we get 3 more of these vases?
Please.
To
go?
I'll send them to the alley. I'll send them to the alley. That was so romantic.
Yes, that date went a lot better than most, I feel. And it ended in the alley, which is perfect.
Where you belong. My favorite part was Champagne Jerry explaining like a great dick pic.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it was amazing. The light streaming
note,
in.
Guys on Tinder, if you really want to seal the deal, put some effort into your dick.
Yes.
The pubes kind of get their red tinge.
Yeah,
with
yeah
the
that
light.
Certain time of year.
That was sexy as hell.
Oh, yes. Well, it also makes me sad, though, because we have to say goodbye to Champagne Jerry.
It's true, we do.
Oh, this
man.
Is the end of our romp.
This was a really good
this
romp.
This was a really fun romp.
Yeah, thank you. Guys.
Bubbles got into us.
They yeah. sure
so
did.
Nice.
But you guys don't have to say goodbye.
No,
head
no,
on
no.
over to ChampagneJerry.com for all the info on his upcoming shows.
Download his debut album for real, you guys. It's on iTunes or SoundCloud, right?
All of them.
Because, again, we were saying before the show, who knows how to release music?
It's true.
So you can get it out there on the net.
Just go to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Follow him on Twitter at Neil Medlin. Mm-hmm.
And you better get fucking pumped for his new album, The Champagne Room. It's going to be popping off March 6th.
Woohoo! Thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys. So thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Some other quick thanks that we have to do. Our producer, Ben Hosley, who is in jail.
Yes, Hos, we can't help you with bail. And also, we want to thank our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
That's it for us, guys. Goodbye.
Oh, I wish the listeners, well, maybe they'll see in the photo, but what Champagne Jerry's cardigan is.
Oh, my God.
This
right.
entire, this mixed with the,
I know,
the
I
fabric
like
the of
the fuzzy tablecloth has been a very tactile
velvet.
Pleasure
it
that
is.
I've had.
You're wearing a burgundy or dark red,
yes.
burnt red velvet cardigan. It's gorgeous.
It's true. It has bat wings, too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Fly
or whatever
away.
They call these.
It's very Blanche.
Yeah.
Yes, it
yeah.
is Blanche.
That's pretty much the way I like to dress. So the
I
Golden
fuck
Girls
like Blanche.
Is like,
I look
yeah.
like Blanche.
They're my personal style icons.
The Devereaux.
The whole family.
Big Daddy. That's what
yes.
she, that's what
oh,
she called
yeah.
her dad, remember?
Yeah.
He had an affair. Okay, bye, guys.
Oh, he did have an affair.
Ménage à Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.